Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com. Hey guys, it's Heath Mulliken. Welcome to the South Carolina Wrestling Report for April the 16th, 2018. I have no idea off the top of my head what episode this is, but we got an exciting week for you. This week, I'm going to have results from Palmetto Championship Wrestling that happened Saturday night, April 14th. We got an interview with Ray Fury with Wrestling with the Villain YouTube channel. That's going to be in the show notes at doubledropkick.com. You can see Austin Robb's video from Viral Pro Wrestling with Ray Fury. And then the bulk of this show, previews, Friday night, EWF, Golden Corner Wrestling, Chester APW, Saturday, PWX Pure and Battle Zone, and Sunday, you got PWX and OSCW. So I think that's six, yeah. Seven really big shows this week that are coming to the Carolinas region, and got to change some of my notes. So it's going to be just a huge, huge week. We're going to be the only podcast that previews all of those shows. Some great shows out there. They're only going to preview one of those shows. We're going to preview all of them. And then behind the scenes this week for all of our patrons, I got more news on the PWX cancellation Friday night. I actually recorded that on my way down to PCW, and then I'll have some updates on PCW. Going to have more details on the SOS Custom Wrestling Network that is launching next week. I told our patrons a little bit about that last week. I got some more news on that. And then also behind the scenes, the return of WrestleForce to the Columbia area. We'll have some news about that and talk a little bit about that. So let's jump right in. Like I said, lots of news. First of all, I want to thank Redbeard. It was great to see him at Palmetto Championship Wrestling there in Columbia. Redbeard, Robert Truesdale on Facebook, typed up these results. So I want to thank him. It was a really good show. It was a really great show. Palmetto Championship Wrestling, upgrading, they got a new ring, new entranceway, new lights, upgrading everything. It was a great look, great field, crowd between 100 and 125, but a really good professional wrestling show. First match, you saw James Johnson taking on Classless Macon Miles in Mason Miles' corner. Of course, he had Jack Bismarck and Kevin Ray. This was a really good match. Jack Bismarck got involved, threw a foreign object to Mason Miles. Mason went to throw an object to Mason Miles, overshot the target. James Johnson catches the foreign object, gives it to Mason Miles, and then acts like he's been hit with it just as the referee turns around, who then disqualified Mason Miles. A really entertaining opening match. Following the match, ring announcer Dave Foster, who had been getting, you know, for lack of a better term, bullied by Jack Bismarck and his crew, Dave Foster relieved of his ring announcing duties, replaced with a young man, Donovan Walker. Then Shane Dorr said, you know what, as the owner of this company, I have a lot of responsibilities. We needed a GM, and of course, he named Dave Foster the new GM. We next had a great singles match. Brady Collins, a young man we interviewed a few weeks back, taking on Mr. ADD Jamie Lee. This match was ruled a no contest when the Sons of Steel came out. They were looking for a fight. They challenged Jamie Lee and Brady Collins to tag team competition. The match was made. You had a contrast in styles. You had two really big brawlers against two high flyers. And in the end, it was the size. It was the experience. And, you know, if I'm being honest, an impartial observer as I am, it was the tactics of the Sons of Steel that got them the win over Brady Collins and Jamie Lee. First time that Jamie Lee's been in Palmetto Championship Wrestling, first time Sons of Steel there. Great response for all of them. And like I said, a very entertaining match. And then after the match, Michael Judas, also debuting in Palmetto Championship Wrestling, came out and attacked Jamie Lee and Brady Collins. And then Ethan Case came out to make the save, and Dave Foster, again, the new GM, came out, made the match, Ethan Case and Michael Judas. That match happened after intermission, and it was brutal. Michael Judas, if you've never seen this guy wrestle, one of the biggest, strongest, scariest guys in South Carolina, and he was out for blood, and just Ethan Case hung in there. A great match. Contrast in styles was the theme of the night. And in the end, Michael Judas going for that razor's edge, that crucifix finisher. Ethan Case able to reverse that into a sunset flip and get the three count again. Phenomenal, phenomenal match there. And in the main event, it was Kevin Ray, who had Mason Miles and Jack Bismarck in his corner, taking on the grizzled young veteran Eli Grizzlewood for the Soda City Championship. These two young men laid it all on the line. However, Kevin Ray, the trio of Ray, Miles, and Bismarck, just too much for Grizzlewood, and Kevin Ray got the pin and successfully defended that Soda City Championship. However, following the match, a match was made for their next show, May 11th, and it's going to be Kevin Ray defending the Soda City Championship against Ethan Case. You don't want to miss it. Check them out, Palmetto Championship Wrestling LLC on Facebook. That's going to be a great show, May 11th. That's going to be a big weekend in wrestling. Lots going on there. So this Friday night, we got some great shows, three great shows going on. First of all, let's take you to Forest City, North Carolina, EWF. They've got some great matches already announced. They've got the finals of their Mid-Atlantic title tournament. That's going to be Austin Bullock taking on Jamie Lee. Again, 2 weeks ago, Jamie Lee and Austin Bullock. Austin Bullock, unable to compete because of injury, still wanted to have the match, and Jamie Lee with a vicious attack with the weapon attacking Austin Bullock's injured knee. So we'll see, is Austin Bullock able to compete this Friday? If not, he'll have to forfeit that Mid-Atlantic title. You're going to have singles competition between Jesse Barton and Ben Wright. Derek Driver with Perry James will be there, and Derek Driver just continues this new attitude, this new focus, the new manager. Again, Perry James has made Derek Driver almost unstoppable. He'll be in action. Eric Anton and Chris Hamrick will be defending the EWF tag team titles against the Unbookables. Now, as you know, there's five guys in the Unbookables. However, the champion signed an open contract, and as of press time, as the recording of this episode, we don't know who it's going to be. We just know the tag team titles will be on the line. And then BB Naturally will be defending the EWF heavyweight title against Oscard. Oscard, who got a singles victory over Jesse Barton and has just been impressive his last several outings in EWF. And BB Natural, he's defending against all comers. He has been a great fighting champion since winning that title just a short while ago. So, again, that's Friday night in Forest City, North Carolina. EWF typically runs on Saturdays. They've moved to Friday as not to conflict with one of their partners, Battlezone Wrestling. Then, also Friday night, this is where I'll be, Walhalla Middle School, Walhalla, South Carolina, Golden Corner Wrestling, their first show of 2018. They're having a school assembly about stopping bullying that Friday afternoon. Golden Corn Wrestling, you're going to see Austin Jordan taking on Bryson Willis. You're going to have Kenny Hudson taking on Poffo. Ace Armstrong going to be taking on Jerry the Buzzsaw Sawyer. Sweet Dreams going to be taking on Mr. Number One George South. And in the main event, with Principal Scott Dixon in their corner, it's going to be just a wrestler we know as the Principal and Coach Dan Hallman taking on AWOL. That is going to be great tag team action, a great night. Several guys making their debut for Golden Corner Wrestling. Always a great, great night with them. Don't forget, May 25th, Seneca Fest. They're going to be having Al Snow, Jimmy Valiant, and Ricky Morton coming into town. That's going to be a great night. But that's Friday night, Walhalla, South Carolina. And then Chester APW, Friday night. This has been building for a little over a month. The only match I have seen announced yet are the finals for the APW heavyweight title. And it's going to be a triple threat match. Zuka King, Darius Lockhart, and Kid Riot. To my knowledge, none of these men in promotions in here in the Carolinas, in this region, none of these men have held the heavyweight title of a promotion. This is a phenomenal opportunity for all three of them. Zuka King has been on a roll. Darius Lockhart's been on a roll. Kid Riot has been on a roll. Who is going to walk out? I mean, you think about what this is going to mean, not just for the person's career who wins this match, but you think about the three personalities we're dealing with. You really got APW, the person who's the heavyweight champion, really sets the tone for your promotion. And any of the three of these young men would be a great champion, would be a fighting champion. But it's just going to be interesting to see who wins. Again, it's going to be phenomenal. To me, personally, it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. I would have to say, between Zuka King and Darius Lockhart, like I said, both these young men are going to be have been on a roll. Kid Riot, that's going to be a great, great match and a great night as always in Chester, South Carolina. And then Saturday, two big shows. We've got first of all, they're in. Charlotte, hold on. I was on Facebook Live and my internet connection dropped. So I got to cut that off. Here we go. All right. Saturday night, PWX Pure, Hebron Hall, the first show at the new building, at the new location. PWX Pure, this is the Stars of Tomorrow. You got tag team action. Marcus Cross and Griff Garrison, two men that impressed at the recent Ring of Honor show that was in Concord, North Carolina. They're going to be in tag team action against High Profile. You're going to have Cam Carter taking on Sean Legacy. Sean Legacy, who just got busted open last night at Viral Pro Wrestling. We'll see if he's recovered and able to compete. Zuka King's got his hands full. He's got a triple threat match Friday night. He's also got a triple threat match Saturday night as Robin Golphin, Devin Cruz, and Zuka King face off in triple threat competition. Here's a match. You got Mr. Sleaze taking on Classless Mason Miles. Oh, my word. That is going to be not just only great action, but it's going to be interesting to see how those two interact with each other in the ring. You're going to have South Carolina's own Josh Powers taking on Beastly Brody. That is going to be a hard-hitting match between two big bruisers. And then Chip Day Chip Day will be in the house at Hebron Hall, and he will be defending the ITV title there at PWX Pure. Again, it is the inaugural show, christening Hebron Hall, and it's going to be a great night of action. And then in Simpsonville, South Carolina, Battle Zone Wrestling, their first show of 2018 there at the Simpsonville Senior and Activity Center. That's where I'll be Saturday night. Come out and see me. The Sons of Steel, Bryce Anthony, Boomer Payne, going to be in singles competition. Bulk Nasty from Pennsylvania returns to Battle Zone Wrestling. If you have not seen this young man, he is one of the biggest competitors in independent wrestling right now. And he will be in action, and he will probably be in a bad mood as well Saturday night. Singles competition. First time match, Austin Jordan, the A game, taking on Mike Madden. Then you're going to have huge debut. First time wrestling in the Carolinas. The first winner of the International Wrestling Cartel Super Indies title. A man who's wrestled in Japan extensively. Super Hentai makes his debut in the Carolinas. And he's going to be taking on TK Stark. TK Stark is going to have his work cut out for him. And that is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal match. And then, for the U.S., the Battle Zone U.S. Heavyweight title. These men have faced off for this title before. It will be the champion, BJ Hancock, defending against Michael Judas. Michael Judas so close to winning that title earlier in Battle Zone. He gets his shot. Tickets are available at soscustomtees.com. Don't forget, they're a great sponsor of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report and the Double Dropkick Show. If you go like their Facebook page, that's right, you're entered into the monthly contest where every month, all you got to do is like their page one time, and every month they draw a name. You could win a T-shirt. You could win an autographed picture. You could win a DVD. Who knows what you're going to win? Again, soscustomtees.com. Click on the tickets tab. That's where you can get your tickets. And if you get your tickets early before show day for Battle Zone, the tickets are a little bit cheaper, including you don't want to miss. If you are a podcaster, if you have a YouTube channel, you can get the social media pass. We have a couple of spots left. It gets you early entry. We'll line you up an interview with Super Hentai and another Battle Zone wrestler. You don't have to worry about finding a spot. We'll have a spot reserve for you, a nice quiet spot where you can do your interview. And again, it's an exclusive opportunity. Check it out. SOS Custom Tees. Click the tickets tab. And it's going to be a great night there in Simpsonville. Looking forward to being a part of that. Then Sunday. Wow. Sunday, two great shows going on. First of all, PWX Level Up in Gastonia, North Carolina. Four matches announced so far. Four big matches. Country Jacked, Brady Pierce, and Gunnar Miller will be challenging the Ugly Ducklings for the PWX Tag Team titles. You saw these teams face off in six-man competition at Rise of a Champion. And now Country Jack gets their shot at the tag team titles. You're going to have in singles competition. This was a match that got rave reviews at the Scenic City Invitational Tournament in Chattanooga, Tennessee last year. A match that I saw. Gary J. Coming in town to take on the former PWX World Heavyweight Champion Anthony Henry. We'll see, how does Anthony Henry respond to losing that PWX World Heavyweight title? He already has a chip on his shoulder, and now he's going to be looking to get the victory over Gary J. We're going to have a rematch from Rise of a Champion as White Mike looks to make it two in a row against the man scout, Jake Manning. Former tag team partners. If you saw the promo, you know, you remember what Jake Manning said to White Mike. Again, they face off at Rise of a Champion. White Mike got the win, and this is going to be a great, great rematch. And in the main event there at Level Up, it's Ethan Case's first defense as the PWX World Heavyweight Champion. And who else? James Drake, who earned a title shot by winning the X16. And then that title shot was changed to a three-way match, a triple threat match. But at Level Up on Sunday, April 22nd, James Drake gets his one-on-one shot for the PWX World Heavyweight title against Ethan Case. These guys have faced off so many times, so many places. Can James Drake, can he get the monkey off his back? We just saw Ethan Case do it at Rise of a Champion in a great match. Can James Drake, can he win the PWX World Heavyweight title? And if not, what's next? What's next for him? And I'm curious what's next for him and Anthony Henry. You know, they were supposed to be in tag team competition against Ethan Case and a mystery partner Friday the 13th there in Rock Hill. The show that was canceled. This is going to be interesting to see what happens. Again, that is Sunday, April 22nd in Gastonia, North Carolina. And down on the Isle of Palms, again, Sunday afternoon at the Windjammer, OSCW returns their second show of the year featuring WWE Hall of Famer Rikishi. You're going to also see the E&D, Scotty Matthews, Logan Creed, Josh Powers, Dean Richards, Boomer Payne, Manimal, Savannah Evans, Brooklyn Creed, Camilla Kane competing in what most people believe is going to be her last independent date here in the Carolinas before she heads to the Performance Center. Francisco Siazza is going to be there. Austin Theory, who, if I'm not mistaken, just won the Evolve title. Beautiful Ball of Besties are going to be there. Washington Bullets, Brandon Paradise, Samantha Starr, Stormy Lee, and even more. A jam-packed card. So whether you're up near Gastonia, North Carolina, or you're down on the coast, boom, you've got great options for professional wrestling, what you want to see. Again, it is going to be a nonstop weekend of professional wrestling. If you are anywhere in the Carolinas, I urge you, get to at least one of these shows, whether it's Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday afternoon. Get to one of these shows. I'll be at Golden Corner Friday night working on commentary, and then I'll be at Battle Zone helping out there on Saturday night. Look for, hey, come talk to me. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to, you know, I always love meeting wrestling fans from the Carolinas. We're in a great period right now. And like I said, would love to meet with you, love to talk with you, and love to tell you about where you can see some great upcoming professional wrestling from the Carolinas that you're not going to be able to see anywhere else. Don't forget, today, behind the scenes, PWX. I've got more news on PWX and PCW. I got more details on the SOS Custom Wrestling Network that is launching Saturday, April 21st. And then I want to talk a little bit about the return of WrestleForce. Hey, if you're wondering what behind the scenes is, hey, it's a special episode every week for our patrons. You can become a patron at patreon.com/doubledropkick. There's a link in the show notes at doubledropkick.com. You can, for $1 a month, that's all it is. $1 a month. It gets you into a private Facebook group where we share videos. We have an intelligent wrestling conversation. We typically talk about independent wrestling there. We also talk about WWE and other things. You can ask questions. Mark Whitman, my Double Dropkick show partner, does a show called Carrie's Corner once a month where he takes questions. We talk about pop culture. We talk about a lot of things. It's the best deal in wrestling. $1 a month. And you can join now at patreon.com/doubledropkick. Hey, if you're listening to this, one of the ways you can help out the show, head over, if you got an Apple device, head over to that podcast app, subscribe, give us a rating, give us a 5-star rating, give us a review on there. Let us know you're listening. You can also listen to the show on Stitcher. You can listen to us on Google Play. Hit that download button. Hit that subscribe button. It helps us out. It lets us know you're out there. We've got listeners in all 50 states, countries around the world. The show, you know, we continue to build a loyal fan base. We couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without our great sponsors at SOS Custom Tees. Next week on the show, huge announcement. The, you know, huge official announcement. I'll be breaking down the new network that's coming. I'll have results from all of these shows, and then we'll be looking ahead at what's coming the end of April and in May. But like I said, get out there, support independent wrestling. But for this week's edition of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, I'm Heath Mulliken. And we'll see you at the matches.